touching on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, and we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Ton of it made last night, Maryland primary. I want to talk about that right away. The results just came in late last night from the Maryland primary, Democratic and Republican. And it highlights a strategy of the Democratic Party that I disagree with. And I'll tell you what that is. The Maryland governor primary, the Republican primary was won by Dan Cox. Dan Cox is bad news. Dan Cox is a first-term legislator. He's a Trump loyalist. He's a Trumper. He denies that the 2020 election was legitimate. And during the Capitol riot on social media, right during the riot, he posted, "Mike Pence is a traitor." And this is the guy the Republicans are putting up for governor in Maryland this year. He defeated Kelly Schultz. Kelly Schultz was a Larry Hogan candidate. She's a John McCain Republican. Larry Hogan is the very moderate to liberal Republican governor of Maryland. So the Trump guy beat Larry Hogan's candidate. Here is the strategy that I don't like on the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party spent a lot of money advertising for Cox, for Dan Cox. Why did they do that? Because they thought, in my view, mistakenly, that they should do that so that Dan Cox would win the Republican primary and he would be so extreme that the electorate in Maryland, even if they're Republicans or independents, would gag and say, "We're not going to have him." Here's why that's flawed. The Democratic Party was expected to nominate Tom Perez. Tom Perez was the former chairman of the Democratic Party nationally. He was Secretary of Labor under Obama. He would be a great governor if he'd won the primary. He would have been a great governor. He's a very good guy, decent guy, smart. And he was Secretary of Labor. Unfortunately, the final numbers aren't in, but a fellow is ahead of him and is likely to win named Wesley Otende Amari Moore. Now, Wesley Otende Amari Moore grew up in the Bronx, and he has a wonderful backstory, no question about it. He acted out as a kid, sent to military school, turned his life around, was accepted at Johns Hopkins University in Maryland. It's one of the great universities in the country. And he got squared away, and that's terrific. But he has no position in any government. He heads a nonprofit, and he's going to go up now, likely anyway, as of the last numbers, against Dan Cox, a Trumper, who's a first-term legislator. The reason why I think the Democratic strategy is flawed in spending money that they raise from Democrats to promote right-wing nuts like Dan Cox, is that what happens if things take a bad bounce? You can't control an electorate. What happens if the Democrat you think is going to get nominated doesn't get nominated, and somebody else is a perfectly good guy but has absolutely no credential to run for governor, is not known whatsoever, and doesn't have any position and no name recognition? And between now and November, you're supposed to have him beat a first-term legislator. Maybe he will. Don't get me wrong. Maybe he will. I support him. If I were in Maryland, and even if you contribute to people from other states, contribute to the guy. Wesley Otende Amari Moore. I think he's going to appear on the ballot as Wes Moore. I hope he does that. But in any event, it's a high-risk strategy of the Democrats. If Kelly Schultz, Larry Hogan's candidate, the John McCain Republican, the Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger-type Republican, had been nominated instead and hadn't faced a barrage of Democratic negative advertising about her, I would not have wanted her to beat any of our candidates, but if she did, you wouldn't have a Trumper in there. Now you could have a Trumper. You know, the Democrats did this in Illinois and Pennsylvania. Now, in Illinois, they nominated a Trumper, but obviously J.B. Pritzker is strong enough, I think he beats him. But in Pennsylvania, they succeeded, the Democrats, in nominating a Republican in Mastriano, who's really bad news. I mean, this guy is a Trumper to the max. He's a Trumper on steroids, and he is truly bad news. And if he ever gets in, Pennsylvania also, the only state in the country with a weird law where the governor appoints the Secretary of State. You do not vote for the Secretary of State. The governor appoints the Secretary of State. And when that happens, if Mastriano were to win against Josh Shapiro, the Attorney General, and right now Josh Shapiro is slightly ahead, but it's a very close race. If Mastriano gets in there and appoints a guy like himself, a Trumper, a real Trumper, you're going to have the governor and the secretary of state in Pennsylvania the next time there's a presidential election. They've said, Mastriano said, he's not going to certify a Democrat, and he will certify Trump or he'll certify any Republican. We will be stripped of the right in Pennsylvania to vote for president. Pennsylvania Supreme Court right now typically has done the right thing, but who knows 2 years from now. And then it'll go to a Supreme Court that 6-3 Republican has said that the legislatures are paramount. If the legislature, the governor wants something, well, you don't have a right to a presidential election. We have a fascist party developing in this country and fascist inclinations developing in the U.S. Supreme Court. You must understand that. You must understand that. So what the Democrats did in Maryland, now Maryland's still a Democratic state overall, by and large. But, you know, if you have not just a Republican, but a Trumper in there, I mean, look, when Larry Hogan was in the last 4 years, Larry Hogan's a Republican, but he's a John McCain Republican. He's a Liz Cheney Republican. He's an Adam Kinzinger Republican. He's going to run for president, and I don't think he's going to get it on the Republican side, but he's trying to sniff around, offer himself as a vice presidential nominee to somebody. We need people in a Republican Party who are more Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. We don't need more Trumpers in the Republican Party. And we need two parties. We need a conservative party and a liberal party. That's the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. So why did the Democrats do this? Why did they pour money in to help Dan Cox get nominated? They did it because in Missouri, about 10 years ago, now, Missouri, you're not going to win as a Democrat normally, but we had Claire McCaskill running. We had a guy on the right who was so weird and strange. Democrats put money in for him on the Republican side. He got nominated and Claire McCaskill beat him. Same in Indiana. Right-wing nut was running on the Republican side for Senate. The Democratic Party put money in and got him nominated. And then the Democrat won for 1 6-year term. And so we flipped two seats, Missouri, or I should say we retained Missouri and flipped Indiana by this tactic. Well, give it a moment's thought. Typically, we are never, ever, ever going to win a Senate seat in Missouri and in Indiana unless something odd or strange happens. So you want to take a risk on that? Fine, because the worst thing that happens is you're going to get bad news anyway. Worst thing that can happen. In that case, it worked. We drew to an inside straight and we hit. It's very, very long odds. But Maryland is fundamentally a Democratic state. And when Republicans get in, they are very moderate. Moderates are liberal in some cases, sort of like Massachusetts. When you mess around in the Republican primary and putting a lot of money in to elevate a Trumper just because you want to lock in a Democratic victory, beware of what you wish for. Beware of what you wish for. Because you can't guarantee that Tom Perez is going to be your nominee. You want him to be. Everybody wanted him to be. But it might not happen. Might not happen. There's a chemistry. There's a chemistry in politics. So a guy who came totally out of the blue with absolutely no credential other than heading up a nonprofit was the attendee Amari Moore. Is slightly ahead of Perez right now, and he could beat him. Probably will beat him. And if he does, it's going to be Wes Moore against Dan Cox. Dan Cox is a first-term legislator and endorsed, well, he's a Trumper. He's a Trump loyalist. And who's Wes Moore? Nice guy, very nice guy, smart guy. Turned his life around and got into Johns Hopkins University, a great university. Got himself squared away, and that's great, but this election isn't about individual candidates turning their lives around. This election is going to be, first, who would be the best governor for Maryland, and secondly, even when you get a bad candidate like Dan Cox with enough money, and they'll put tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars in, you know that, they're going to make him look like the second coming. They're going to make him look like George Washington. And they're going to make Wes Moore look like, who's Wes Moore? Who is this guy? Who's Wes Moore? And if we lose that, then we're going to have a governor who will not certify the 2024 election. Very foolish strategy this time to my friends in the Democratic Party. Yes, it worked for Claire McCaskill in Missouri 10 years ago. Yes, it worked for Joe Donnelly in Indiana a bit ago. I understand that. Those are states that you are never going to win otherwise. Maryland is a state that you should win, and if you don't, you want to hedge, and you wanted Kelly Schultz, who's a McCain, Liz Cheney Republican, and now you got this guy, Dan Cox, who's more like a Mastriano in Pennsylvania. And Trump, that's exactly what he's like. Going to break, lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
You became here from Mexico. About three.